Yeah. Isaiah 6. I'm just going to read just a couple of verses and speak on it, and that'll be about it. Okay? Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now, I've spoke from here before, I think, here, and I've, the very first message I ever preached was from this passage. And every time I read this passage and study this passage and prepare a message, it's never the same. There's a lot in this passage if you take it and search it through. Like, you know, the word there, I saw also. Well, we're English-speaking people. That tells you there was something else that he saw also. He didn't just see the Lord high and lifted up. Right? And if you search that back, the only thing you search it back to, King Uzziah, he tried to take on, self-appoint himself as a priest. And he went into the temple. And he tried to burn incense on the altar. And the priest, I forget which priest it was, I'm not going to go there because of time, but the priest took, I think, 40 men with him, valiant men, to chase him out. He wasn't supposed to be there. Now, understand, you've got the king, the man with all the power. And then you have this priest that has to stand on the law of God, and he was ready to die to get him out of there. That's, you think about it, that's he was taken on a death sentence of chasing him out. And King Uzziah got so mad at him, he took the censer that was in his hand and he drew back to hit the priest with it, and God turned him into a leopard. And then he had to go to the leper colony. And his son took over the kingdom. Now, I don't know how long of time that he reigned. I think I read somewhere somebody believed it to be about 7 years that he was in the leper colony before he died. But what you saw there was King Uzziah was built up. You go back and see it. As long as he sought the Lord, God built him up and built his kingdom up. And with that came pride. And pretty soon, you know, King Uzziah said he's going to do things his own way. Right? And so what Isaiah saw was the rise and fall of a great king. And I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. That train is basically, the theologians will say it's the glory of God. Because you see that Isaiah says that, and his glory later on in the chapter. And so Isaiah saw the rise and fall of the king, and he saw God high and lifted up. Saw him in control, saw what he did and who he was. And it's important to understand that, because I personally believe with all my heart that your perspective of God comes out in your lifestyle, and comes out in your attendance in church, and it comes out in your tithes and offerings. It comes out in your Christian walk. And it wasn't until Isaiah saw God as he is, high and lifted up, that he could see himself as he was. Look at, he says there, in verse 5, then said, I, woe is me, for I am undone. You see, the reason that we begin to think higher of ourselves than we ought is because we don't see God as he is. I told Mark and James, and I started our morning devotion. I was under conviction because I hadn't done morning devotion since they started school. And they came back and said, we're going to have morning devotions. And so we're having our morning devotions. And I told him, I said, you know, it wasn't until I saw God high and lifted up that I cut my hair. It wasn't until I saw God high and lifted up that I began to tithe and I began to live my life for God. It wasn't until that point that my life changed. And Isaiah saw God as he is, high and lifted up. And some people have a genie for a God. You know, one that they can take down and shine it back up and put it back up. And then when they want something, they take the genie, rub his belly and get three wishes. Right? That's how some people perceive God. And that's not the God that I serve. That's not the God of the Bible. He should be high and lifted up in your life, in my life. And it shows if I start laying out of church, understand that God's not high and lifted up in my life. And when I quit caring, and I preached this message, but not this exact message, but I told them in a gig, I said, if God is high and lifted up in your life, you would care about this building and what it looks like. Right? Because God's name's here, is it not? Oh, that we make up the body, but it says you ought to learn how to behave yourself in church, which is the house of God. Right? And so when you tell people you're going to church, they know you're going to worship. Right? And so when people quit caring about what the church looks like, that tells me what their perspective of God is. And what a shame it is that, you know, the Mormons go over there and they build these great big buildings and these, you know, churches, even here in the U.S., look at a Mormon temple. They have a higher perspective of God than we do. I know it's a different God, but they have more of a respect for their God than what we show. And that's to our shame. Right? And so Isaiah said, woe is me. His perspective changed. Here's a prophet. And he says, woe me, for I'm undone. I believe that to being lost myself. People, I've heard different perspectives of it, and it's really kind of irrelevant. The point of the message is he saw himself as he was after he saw God as he is. His perspective changed. And in verse 8 he said, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? You know, it wasn't until Isaiah had God. Now, people use this for a mission passage, okay? But he's talking about the children of Israel here. He says, I dwell amongst people. And he couldn't see the need of the people before he saw God as he was. Once God was in his proper perspective, he saw himself. Now he realizes he's not all that. Right? I'm not all that. And then he saw the people around him. That neither are they. Right? And so, in the verse here, he says, whom shall I send? He says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? You know, if God is not in his proper place in your life, my life, you're not going to hear the voice of God. You're not going to hear that call. And that's the truth. That's what God's laid upon my heart. And when I went over there and saw the work that some churches were doing, I realized that they had a proper perspective. I take Chris Campalis, a real missionary at heart. He's never stayed at one place long enough to say that he's built this big work. But he builds a building, he gets it organized, he trains a pastor. He trains the pastor. He doesn't send him to school, he trains him. And then turns that work over to that man. And he's out, while he's training this man, he's out starting another work. And he's training somebody else. That's somebody that has gotten the right perspective. And so tonight my challenge to you is, no matter how high you have God in your life, he can be higher. Right? And if he's higher, you have him higher and higher and higher. You exalt him more and more and more. It'll make a difference in your life.